And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 23rd of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Lundy, Irish Sea, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, South Atsira, 979, expected keel, 1005 by 1800 Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, 40s. Northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, backing southwest 5 to 7 later, except in South Atsira. Rain later, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later, backing southwest later in Dogger, Humber and Thames. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Dover, Wight, Portland. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Plymouth, Biscay. West or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Plymouth, decreasing 4 to 6, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Trafalgar, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and north, fair, good. Fitzroy, northwesterly, veering northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, later except in far southeast, showers, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Lundy and Irish Sea. Backing southwest 4 to 6, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Bailey. West 3 or 4, backing south 6 to gale 8, then veering southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or sleet, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic. Northwest, 6, rain. 3 miles, 1020, rising. Stornoway. Northwest, 4, recent rain. 15 miles, 1017, rising. Lerwick. North-northwest, 5, 16 miles, 1007, rising quickly. Wick, automatic. North-northwest, 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 1012, rising quickly. Aberdeen, northwest, 5, 6 miles, 1011, rising quickly. Lucas, west by north, 4, recent rain, more than 38 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Boomer, northwest by west, 4, 12 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest, 5, 1009, rising quickly. Sandetti Light Vessel, automatic. Northwest, 9, 5 miles, 1009. Greenwich Light Vessel, automatic. 5 miles, 1015. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. West, northwest, 4, 1018, rising. Jersey, northwest by north, 6, 11 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Northwest 7, 5 miles, 1,022. Scilly Automatic, Northwest by North 6, 12 miles, 1,028, now falling. Milford Haven, Northwest 6, 13 miles, 1,023, rising more slowly. Aberporth, Northwest 7, 11 miles, 1,023, rising. Valley, Northwest 5, 12 miles, 1,021, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, Northwest 7, mist, 4 miles, 1,018, rising more slowly. Valencia, Northwest 4, 9 miles, 1,030, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, west-northwest, 6, recent precipitation, 9 miles, 1,019, rising more slowly. Malin Head, northwest by north, 6, slight showers, 4 miles, 1,022, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest, 6, 12 miles, 1,018, rising more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: a strong, cold, showery, northwesterly airflow will continue across the United Kingdom at first, with gales affecting most areas. Winds will then gradually ease Monday as a transient ridge of high pressure moves in from the west. Atlantic fronts will soon follow, and these will spread rain and drizzle to many areas, especially in the north and west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 3 to 5, then south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Squally showers, then occasional rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 4 or 5, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, then occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, then rain at times later. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, then backing west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing west 3 or 4 for a time. Showers, then fair, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, then 3 to 5 later. Showers, then fair, then rain later. Moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, backing west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, then rain later. Moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, then fair, then rain later. Moderate or good. Isle of Man. Northwest 6 or 7, backing west or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west southwest 4 to 6, showers, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, then fair, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west or southwest 4 to 6. Showers, then rain later. Moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good for a time. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 3 to 5, then southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate or poor later. And Shetland Isles. North or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, backing west 3 or 4 later, then backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Mark Forrest in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. And if I don't speak to you between now and Christmas, as we say in the old country, nulla conna gwich. Merry Christmas. Good night. Ihawa.
BBC World Service, it's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. Syria's new leader says all armed factions must come under state control, including the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces.
We need to close this chapter as quickly as possible, because the presence of rogue arms in the country is what leads to chaos and unstable security.
So what could that mean for the Kurds? Donald Trump has threatened to reassert American control over the Panama Canal.
If the principles, both moral and legal, of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America.
The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary hits out at online support for murder suspect Luigi Mangione. And
some of the locals, of course, know about the normal use of this cavern, but our guests, they are here to enjoy themselves and they have other things on their minds.
A Santa's grotto or a bomb shelter? First, our top stories.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Syria's new leader, Ahmed Ashara, says he aims to bring all weapons in the country under state control, including those held by Kurdish-led forces. Speaking with the Turkish foreign minister in Damascus, he said armed factions would join the army. Sebastian Usher is in Beirut.
Ahmed Ashara has promised to unite Syria after years of war and division, insisting that Syrians themselves must come together to work for a better future without foreign interference. That was how he framed his call for the state to take over all military operations. But he was speaking to the foreign minister of Turkey, which has given him vital support. Ankara sees the Syrian Kurds as a terrorist group and wants to prioritise the dismantling of their armed forces. If Mr. Ashara follows the Turkish lead, it may result in new conflict.
Gazan civil defence officials say a late-night Israeli strike has killed at least five people at a shelter for displaced people. They said drones targeted tents in a humanitarian area of Al-Mawasi in western Khan Yunis. Israel said the strike was aimed at Hamas operatives. The latest killings bring the total of deaths across Gaza on Sunday to more than 30. Sites hit included a school sheltering displaced families and a hospital in the north. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to reassert U.S. control over the Panama Canal, claiming American ships are being charged excessive fees. He also said he was concerned that control of the route between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans could fall into the wrong hands. The Panamanian president, José Raúl Mulino, said the status of the canal was not open for discussion.
As president, I want to say this clearly. Each square meter of the Panama Canal and its adjacent